This is the NetGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NetGroup Investments Multi-Manager. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Inflation and Interest Rate Cuts, What to Expect. It has been a week of amazing tennis, with two worthy winners at the first Grand Slam of the year, the Australian Open. Belarusian Aryna Sabalenka took the women's title, and Italy's Jannik Sinner enthralled all, winning his first title after a close five-setter with Daniil Medvedev. The key event last week grabbing headlines in the country was the outcome of the International Court of Justice case between South Africa and Israel. Both countries claimed victory, with the request for a formal ceasefire not being granted, but at the same time the court ruling that there was a case to be made for further investigations to happen on claims of genocide. The Rand reversed some of its losses from last week, trading this morning at around $18.95 and 24 Rand to the pound. This was after South Africa's Monetary Policy Committee statement pointing towards the next move in rates being a cut later in 2024. The JSE FTSE All-Share Index made small gains last week, bolstered by gains in basic materials, while financials headed for a third consecutive week of losses. Global equities were broadly higher. In the US, technology stocks continued to benefit from strong earnings reports. The NASDAQ is headed for a third week of strong gains, while the German DAX and other European equities are headed for another week of positive returns, reversing last week's losses. The South African Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, maintained the repo and prime lending rates at 8.25% and 11.75% at its first meeting of the year. The decision was unanimous for the second meeting in a row, suggesting that all members are confident that interest rates are currently restrictive enough. The headline inflation forecast was unchanged at 5% for 2024, slightly up at 4.6% for 2025, and at 4.5% for 2026. The MPC still assesses the risks to the inflation outlook as tilted to the upside due to several domestic and global risks. On the global front, better than expected growth last year and geopolitical tensions are expected to keep oil markets tight. Strong wage growth and elevated core inflation in advanced economies will contribute to the upside. On the domestic front, rand weakness, the unpredictability of food prices, electricity prices, and logistical constraints are the main upside risks. Economic growth forecasts for 2024 and 25 were unchanged at 1.2 and 1.3% respectively. Our base case scenario is for the South African Reserve Bank to cut interest rates by a cumulative 100 basis points throughout 2024, with an initial reduction of 25 basis points in the May meeting. However, the uncertainty in our interest rate forecast is concentrated around the timing and the pace of the anticipated easing. The Reserve Bank could shift the first rate cut to July if the Rand tumbles ahead of our political elections, or the US starts its monetary easing later than expected, or otherwise geopolitical tensions perhaps escalating around the Middle East over the course of the next few months. Should these scenarios materialize, the South African Reserve Bank will likely err on the side of caution and only cut interest rates by 75 basis points over the course of the year. Globally, the European Central Bank maintained its rates at a record high of 4.5%. ECB President Christine Lagarde stressed that interest rate cuts were still some way off despite the expected moderation in inflation, although Bloomberg quoted her as saying that cuts could start in the summer between July and September. We watch this space with interest. That brings us to the end of today's market report. Don't forget to tune into the President's State of the Nation's address on Thursday, the 8th of February at 7 p.m. Being an election year, it promises to be of interest. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
Net Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Net Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit netgroupinvestments.co.za. Net Group Investments, see money differently.